action. Hey, everybody. I'm Anna Faris. Oh, gosh. And I feel like my mouth is doing that weird thing where I can hear, like, the dryness of it.
Do you want water?
Fuck you, Sim. Tonight.
I knew that was coming.
Tonight, I'm so happy to have my dear friend Aubrey Plaza, whom you may know from Parks and Recreation with my husband, Chris Pratt. And she was hysterical, is hysterical. She's been in many, many a movie. And she came here tonight in a rainstorm with a cane. So if we're all dead by the end of the night, dear listeners, will you please ask Aubrey if she has an alibi?
A magical cane. It's a medical device.
Aubrey, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, a couple of things.
Okay.
We're going to start off with a rapid-fire series of questions towards you.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we're going to go into a couple of, like, staged sort of casual conversations about potentially bad auditions and on-screen relationships.
Okay.
And then we're going to take some callers. How do you feel about that plan?
Let's giddy up. Get her on over here.
When you ride a horse, does it know that you're in charge?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll start off easy. Sick day movie.
Beetlejuice.
I like it. Favorite boy band of all time?
New Kids on the Block.
Most evil character you've played?
I feel like at one point I played the devil, but I can't remember right now. And I feel like that would probably be it, but I can't remember. But I'm in an episode of Criminal Minds that's airing next week where
really?
I play a villain, murderer. Mass murderer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty evil.
Shit, man. I never get cast as those kinds of people.
I had to really wiggle my way in there.
But you tend to get cast as, like...
evil?
A little bit. But, like... but evil with... evil veneer with, a like, a heart of gold.
That's me. That is me.
Okay. Music album you loved that you were embarrassed to admit to your friends?
I mean, when I was growing up, I was obsessed with Judy Garland, so I'd have all these, like, really obscure Judy Garland records that I'd...
Rosie O'Donnell and Judy Garland.
Yeah. That's right.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. All you really need is both of them.
What was your favorite Judy Garland number?
Well, my favorite album was probably Carnegie Hall. It's like her live album from that performance.
Is that when she's like really doing it up?
Oh, yeah. She's really going for it. That's a good one. But yeah, those albums I didn't really like bring up at parties.
If you were offered to play like...
I just listened to them in the dark.
What do you think it was about Judy that you loved?
I don't know. I was like doing a report on the 60s in like seventh grade. And I didn't know who she was. And then I just started reading about her because she died in 1969. And there were all these conflicting reports on how she died. Like some people said she OD'd and some people said she committed suicide. And I also kind of thought I was like a detective, like a private investigator at that time. Like I was really into like being like Nancy Drew kind
of. Did you like Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah. And anyway, I just like researched her and then I started listening to her and watching her movies and stuff. And I just...
What about Natalie Wood?
Went crazy. I love Natalie Wood. Not as much as I like
Who
Judy.
Who killed her?
I don't know. You know. I feel like you know. I feel like you guys know.
I know all old Hollywood secrets.
I think you do.
Okay, so elementary school crush and why?
Like on, like,
like you're in fourth grade.
Sean Connor?
Why?
You mean like a famous person or?
No, oh. I mean like, like.
Oh, okay. Sean Connery.
I know. I was like,
wait, no. No,
Sean. And it's so weird that you like Sean Connery. Your taste is amazing.
A third grader. No, I don't know.
That, you didn't
I like any of them. I went to an all girls school.
Oh.
You're talking about just boys in my class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Connor was like a boy that I liked.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
I played Virgin Mary and he played Joseph in the play or something. That was my first
really?
Role. Yeah. I played the Virgin Mary and he played Joseph. So I think like I got in, it actually had something to do with like, you know, getting into character.
What kind of lines do you say? Like,
I didn't have any lines.
How the hell did this thing happen?
I didn't have any lines.
Well, like Mary, you know, that's typical, isn't it?
I just had to stand there with the cloak on and...
And a fake baby in your arms?
Yeah, just like look concerned.
And did he have to look at you with loving eyes or was he sort of focused on the baby?
It was like a lot about the baby, but we definitely looked at each other a couple times. I don't remember.
Where, Sean, where are you now? Okay, you're the principal of a new high school. You get to name the mascot. What is it? It can be anything.
The sea hags. The sea hags.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I be a sea hag?
Yeah.
I could be a teacher, maybe. Would you hire me?
Yeah.
What kind of teacher would you like to be?
I mean, the obvious thing would be drama, right?
Right.
Because then I would get to like...
Would you like that? Are you into drama teachers in classes?
Yeah, but I would get to like express, I would get to be like the drama teacher that kills everyone's dreams early on. And that would satisfy something to me.
Mm-hmm.
How would you kill their dreams? What would you say to them?
Are you kidding me? Like, do you not feel? Do you not know? Like, do you not know how to read? Oh, so you want to go to Hollywood. Uh-huh. I see. Uh-huh. Do you have any idea what it takes? Do you even know what it takes to get an agent? Do you even know what an agent is? What do you think? Am I hired?
I think you're great. I think you're
Principal
hired.
Plaza.
Principal
yeah,
Plaza.
Yeah, just, but, you know, stick to the curriculum,
Oh, boy. Okay. And then weapon of choice, knife, blunt object, car, or poison?
Poison. Hello. Let's keep it medieval.
Okay. Now I need you to read this last line. Oh, no, wait. I have one more before this.
Okay.
Past roommate pet peeve. Or it could be current.
I mean, I had a roommate in New York that more than once I would come home and she would be in my bed with all the blankets like wrapped around her, like snuggling in them. And I would walk in my room and she'd look at me and go, I'm so sick. And I'd be like, then get the fuck out of my bed. And that really bothered me.
Why?
Porque yo no quiero germs.
Why would she do that?
Because she was crazy.
Did she? Do you think that she was a little like obsessed with you? Did she want?
No,
she needed your attention because you were coming home like late at night. You had been having a fun time. Out doing your creative, fun things with your super fun friends.
Yeah.
And she's just like reading your diary and like getting pissed off and like peeing in your orange juice or whatever.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. She was from Craigslist. So. you know.
So your vetting process but is thorough.
But if you're listening and you think I'm talking about you, it's not you. It's someone else.
I do think that a quick go around that we could do all of us really quickly before I get to my last one is if we are found murdered, like who's the person from our past that we should make sure our friends and family knows?
Oh God, there's so many for me. Oh God.
Cause I'll just give you the initials or okay. should, because then what if he really does kill me after?
Right.
What if he, cause I'm sure he listens to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I can't even give you his initials.
So nope. What you're saying is that we're not going to do this go around.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. You know, we'll save it for later, but you know what, to our listeners,
Cynthia Nixon,
our listeners out there, a bit of advice, give your friends and family like the name of the creepy person in your life from a long time ago. Mm. Just to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just a...
precaution.
That's all my parents don't call
that. Steph, writing that down right now.
Okay, so now I'm going to have you deliver this line. It's cold read audition.
Okay.
Hi, can you tell us your name?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, okay, thank you for being here. Where are you from?
Delaware.
Uh-huh. And I see on your resume you don't have any special skills?
No. And I'm sorry I'm bleeding, but just ignore it.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. And did you parked outside of the gate, right?
I don't know how to drive.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to it then.
I slept here last night.
Okay. This is a one-line role.
Okay.
And here it is. I'm going to have to have you sign a confidentiality agreement after.
Don't tell me what to do, you sneaky bitch.
Okay. Can you do it one more time? Maybe with a touch more force. And maybe your accent seemed a little bit weird.
Well, I'm just trying to make a choice.
Yeah, no, we love strong choices.
Don't tell me what to do, you sneaky bitch.
That was a little subversive. All right. I like it. Even though you're bleeding, you're hired.
Thanks. It's just, I'm blind also.
Okay, so Aubrey, a couple more things and then we'll get to some callers. So one of my most favorite relationships that I've seen, and I know I have a personal attachment to it, but is your relationship with my husband on Parks and Recreation. April and Andy were one of the weirdest couples ever teamed up, but it was so brilliant.
It's like a dog and a cat, if the dog and a cat got married. Right?
How do you think that came about?
I don't know. I think one thing about Andy and about your husband that most people maybe know or don't know is that he's actually really smart. I mean, you know that he's really, really smart in real life, but Andy is not smart at all. But he like played him in a way that was not smart at all, but secretly really smart. So I think that his character is like the only character I think that April would ever actually like, because he's like not like everyone else and he's not stupid.
Yeah.
Even though he is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I loved how you would be your character. We would get glimpses of like April being charmed mm-hmm. by Andy's idiocy.
I know. I think he's like the only character that could ever actually make her laugh or smile or anything.
And it was like you found a secret, like you were saying, like you knew something that all the other characters didn't know.
That's what I always thought in my brain, is that like secretly I knew that he actually understood life in a way that no one else did. And that was like what was cool about him for her.
It was really fun. It was, I mean, I loved, but you know, but we were talking, I was talking to Sim about this earlier, how it's sometimes I feel like the unspoken question in the room with me sometimes is like, how do you feel? I was telling Sim that sometimes drunk people will ask it, like, how do you feel when your husband is kissing somebody else on screen? And, I feel like it's only really weird when other people think that it's really weird. Then I get nervous and I'm like, wait, am I supposed to feel like it's more weird than it is?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cause I'm in a relationship and I always, people always ask my boyfriend, like, how he feels, you know, whenever
what does he say?
Making out with Robert De Niro or whatever.
You made out with Robert De Niro?
Yeah. I'm in a movie called Dirty Grandpa that's coming out this month.
Awesome.
Where I have sex with him. But people would always ask Jeff, like, also about Pratt and about Andy and April and, like, me being on television for so long and, like, how that feels. And he's kind of like, you know, that's her job. And, like, it's not weird. And, like, I think if you don't understand that, then it's probably hard to like be in a relationship with someone that's an actor, you know?
Yeah.
Because like I've seen it go both ways, and if it's like you can't separate like reality and what you're doing, then it's hard to live normally, I think.
And I think that if people saw, I mean, you like actors tend to be pretty charming people that are kind that can be easy to have like crushes on. But I think if people kind of saw sort of the true technical dynamic of it, they would see how unromantic it can be sometimes. Yeah.
I totally agree. And I also think like specifically with Parks, like the amount of time that we all, you know, spent together, and you know, cause you're on a TV show, but like the amount of time and hours you spend with people on a show like that, you just all become like weird, like siblings, and everyone's kind of up in everyone's shit, and everyone's like,
you see each other at like five in the morning.
Yeah.
Not feeling great.
Like I definitely have seen Chris and like Nick Offerman, like kiss for sure before.
They share poop pictures.
Yeah. Like they're like, things just get kind of, everyone just kind of treats each other. Like,
you seen my husband's balls?
I don't think so. Although there was one episode where I think he...
They are incredible.
Had a banana.
You would remember because they are sexy balls.
I don't think I ever got the pleasure of that, but I think Amy did.
Yeah, I think he got like threatened with a lawsuit.
He almost got fired because he surprised her with his naked body.
I saw the...
which I was actually not there for.
It was a take, right? There was one take where he walked to the front door. He knocked on the front door, and Amy opened the door, and Chris was there completely naked, right? And Amy had no idea. So the Amy's reaction was genuine. Like, she was completely shocked.
Yeah.
And that clip is circulating online.
I know.
But you can't see...
No, you can't see anything.
Him, right? No.
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 No, but I think that there was definitely some... You know, like, I think that there was some issues because I think...
What's
wrong? Now I'm going to get sued.
Wrong with them?
Oh, his balls? Nothing. Yeah. They're perfect.
Oh, issues with... Oh, issues with, like, people being offended.
Do you ever feel like sometimes a man's balls smell like...
Oh, geez.
Slightly stale Cheerios?
I can explain to you why that happens. But I don't want to right now.
Because they tuck Cheerios into their boxers.
All right, yeah. You're right.
I knew it.
Oh my God. Should we go to some callers now?
Balls, penis, vagina.
Good job. You pass the test.
I like all of them.
What if you forgot about boobs?
Boobies.
Do you prefer the term boobies or titties? Or jugs?
I've never said jugs before. I guess boobies. No.
Jugs is kind of a fun word to say. Sim, say jugs.
Titties.
Jugs.
tits. Titties is better than tits. Tits is like, I'm wearing a leather jacket at a gas station, and I'm like, you got some nice tits on you.
Yeah. Do you remember when people were saying, like, that's so money?
Yeah.
That made me crazy.
During Swingers. That was after Swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was annoying.
That was like when guys thought they were being clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so money.
That was a 3-year period.
Did you ever say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did?
Of course. Because Swingers was so popular. Everyone was saying that. And everyone in LA was into swing dancing at the time for like a second. Do you remember this at all? This is like 1997.
I think it was right before I missed it because I got here in 99.
Gotcha. I was in college, and that everyone was talking about swingers and the swing dancing culture and saying you're so money.
So let's say.
So stupid.
Will you describe something and say that's so money? Like, how would you use it? If I'm your bro, I'm your fraternity brother.
Okay. Like, you can say something like, you know what? Michelle doesn't like me. I don't think Michelle likes me. She doesn't want to go to the invite with
prom with me.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of fraternity do you want to be in my fraternity? Michelle doesn't like me. She doesn't want to go to the. What did you call it? The what?
The invite. We had fraternity sorority
invites.
She doesn't
want to go to the invite with me.
But
Sim.
Then I would say, no, that's stupid. Michelle's so stupid. You're so money. Are you kidding me? You're so money. Michelle will figure out that you're money.
I don't know, man. Really?
No, you're really money. You have no idea how money you are.
Which college was this?
USC.
There you go.
You were a nice fraternity brother.
Thank you.
To your whiny, bitchy friend. Okay, we're going to get to the colors.
Let's do it. All right.
Colors?
Yep, we're going to talk to some colors.
Oh.
And
every rose has its thorn.
No.
That's tonight's theme.
Okay.
Is it? How do you know that?
Do we know who's calling? How does this work?
You'll find out in just a second.
Hello?
Hi, Andrea?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
It's Sim, and you're on Unqualified.
Hi, Andrea.
Anna and Aubrey Plaza. Hey. How are you?
I'm doing
well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Although Aubrey arrived here, she had a knee surgery, so she came here with a cane.
That's right.
And a long black trench coat.
Well, it's raining out. Don't make it weirder than it has to be.
And a big shiny apple in her coat pocket.
I was hungry.
She told me to take a bite.
Who are you?
Well, I appreciate the description.
Are you real?
Thank you for letting us bug you, and thank you for submitting your question. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm excited.
Well, Andrea, you're in Omaha, and this is a very, very serious question, it seems like. So you keep buying treats for yourself, and your husband keeps eating them, and then it's really pissing you off. So what's going on? What's happening here?
Right. So whenever I have a long day at work, I'm like, man, I'm going to stop by. I'm going to get me something. I think
I got to know what by treat. I need a visual.
Oreos. Let's say they're Oreos.
They're delicious.
I know this is.
I don't believe.
Are you just like a
delicious
regular one or a double stuffer, or do you like just? Because I'm a regular.
You know, I like regular as well, but now they have these golden ones with the chocolate frosting in the middle.
Whoa!
That I'm kind of digging on right now. So I think they're called chocolate golden.
Alicia, take note.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you bring them home, and he squirrels them away secretly.
Well, actually, what happens is, you know, I'll eat. Let's say it's a long day. I'll have 7, and I was like, you know what? I'm put them up on the shelf. Whatever. They're in the cupboard. Day goes on. I'll come home the next day thinking, man, I had another long day, but guess what? I got them golden Doritos or golden Oreos.
Oh, listen, if you're
home.
A Doritos girl, I want to marry you.
I'm ashamed of Doritos.
I do love Doritos.
I love Doritos. Yes. You don't like Doritos?
I love it. Cool Ranch. Give it to me.
I have to tell you that this is a late night for me, and I love it. That's like give me some Game of Thrones. Big old bag of chips. Okay, so wait. So would you prefer it if your husband actually went out and just and like resupplied?
Exactly. So I'll come home and think, okay, I've got some you know, cookies in the cupboard. I'm going to have me two. It's going to be great. Come home. There's like five left. I'm thinking, dang, dude, you're going to sit down and eat the whole entire two rows pretty much. So, you know, I'll say something like, man, I was really looking forward to this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's all right, babe. I'll get you another bag.
Okay, and then he never does.
He never does.
Shaming him for his looks?
Shame him?
Yes, Aubrey's evil plan is for you to shame your husband.
Am I tripping? When I go at him and say, when we get into these little arguments, am I out of line?
No, you are not tripping.
Or am I?
No.
I'm not.
No.
Okay.
No, you know what? Although I will be annoyed with him, though. I'm not annoyed with him so much right now because he's behaving like a totally typical guy. And this, if this is the gender path we've chosen as heterosexual people, then I guess we have to suck it up, literally. But
what's his his reaction?
If he gives you Oreos on Valentine's Day, that's when I'm gonna have to come to Omaha and give him the what for.
You don't want to come to Omaha.
What does he do when is he defensive?
You know, he does say, you know, he's like, he feels really bad and he's, you know, I'm feeling a little guilty. But then I'm like, well, why do you keep doing it? So I can start shaming him, which I've never gone down that road before. I can just say, man, you're getting fat.
Yeah.
You're getting fat.
Well, do not take Aubrey's advice.
Probably
no, this is terrible. This is a terrible marriage advice.
You can do better than that.
Aubrey, fuck you. This is terrible advice. You are breaking up a marriage.
Okay. Well, life is short. That's all I'm saying.
No, terrible, terrible.
Okay.
Listen, my man is good with a list, like a written list. Mm-hmm. He, like, if I tell him things verbally, because he tends to tune me out, which maybe some of our audience listeners are doing right now, but he tends to tune me out when I'm asking him to do certain chores. So I have to ask him several times, which makes me feel like a nag and, you know, whatever. And I don't want to feel that way. But if I write him a list, he really loves checking something off. Our men, they're idiots. So can you write him a list and say, like, I need you to stop by the store and make sure we have said items of treats and do not touch them.
I can do that.
Or you could take a picture under, like, his chin area and just keep texting him pictures of really awful pictures of himself.
Right. I can also get him when he's on the couch, like, lift up his shirt over his belly a little bit. Yeah, I hear you.
Get in there.
I don't know. I think you've got to be more subtle, though. You got to, like, tickle him.
Post those pictures everywhere online.
Or be like...
on the house.
Yeah.
Or I can just put a pillow over his face for just a little bit, just to show him that I've bossed.
That you're strong and you don't want to stand for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, not everyone deserves to live.
Hey, Andrea, do you ever get into like real like arguments with him about this?
We get in legit arguments. Like I said, the last one we got into were about the Twizzlers, and we were going to have a movie night, and I like to have, you know, Trader Joe popcorn and some Twizzlers. So I got a big packet of the normal size, you know, Twizzlers, and we didn't have movie night, but I opened it and I had maybe five of them. Then it was the end of the night. The next night, so I was like, okay, before I come home, do I need to pick up anything? Oh, no, you're good. I was like, all right, we have Twizzlers left? Yeah, we've got them left. I get home, there are like five Twizzlers left. Five. He told me I didn't even have to go get anything. Five.
That would
kind of eat it. Right. It drove me bonkers. I was like, dude, I already asked you. Hey, you know, I'm going to stop at the store. I can pick up more. It's not a big deal if you ate some. Just let me know. Five Twizzlers.
Yeah. And, first of all, I want to be at movie night at your house. Or move to L.A., leave your husband, move to L.A., come have movie night with us. And I will have a shit ton of Twizzlers.
Will you? No red vines, Twizzlers.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it that there's you're specific about your licorice. Oh, man. Well, listen, Andrea, thank you for calling. Thanks for letting us talk with you. And is it freezing there?
He's not home yet from work, no.
No, but so is it will like, be soon.
but is it really cold and like what's
Oh, is it freezing? I thought you said is your honey there? And I was like, "Oh, yeah, it's really cold."
What does he do for a living?
He works at Whole Foods. So the crazy
what?
Part
what? What? This was a crazy twist.
Wait a minute.
Whole Foods.
A real Twizzler.
A grocery store? Unacceptable.
Right.
And he doesn't.
Sometimes I'm like, don't get me those $8 cookies, you know, but I get it. But yeah, he works at a grocery store.
Oh my God.
That's
and I love like the whole organic brand of a lot of different things. But if someone tries to give me an organic Oreo, man, I do not want the comparison. No, wait.
No.
Andrea, thank you so much. We really appreciate
you. You are super charming and funny, and I really adore talking to you. And don't listen to anything that Aubrey Plaza says.
And girl, you are not tripping.
Because she's like suggesting that you essentially kill your husband, and we don't endorse murder.
Men will become irrelevant, and I'm giving it 10 years.
Right. Well, to be fair, I was the one who mentioned about the pillow, so it's okay. It's all right. I get it.
I get it, too.
I appreciate you guys calling me and the advice.
Thanks,
Andrea.
Thank you. Have a happy new year. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
This is called Small Chit Chat with Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
It's a new segment piece.
Okay.
Can you tell us about an embarrassing audition?
Oh, so many. So many I have stories of. Most recently, I auditioned for Star Wars, which I think a lot of people did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And you didn't ask me to come in.
All right, well... I don't think...
What's that audition process like?
I think they
like,
just did it to, like...
You would have been awesome. I haven't seen it,
well,
but...
I blew it, so...
Wait, but what is that audition process like?
Well, it's just like any other audition. So but regular.
You, like, go in and you're like, freeze, Buster, or...
Well, what I did was...
You didn't say, freeze, Buster. Maybe that's why they didn't call me in.
I didn't say that. I did... I think because I was so amped up on, like... caffeine or I don't know what, probably caffeine, that I was just kind of, I don't know. And then one of the scenes was like, and ends with like a really dramatic, I haven't seen it. No, well, the one I auditioned for, it hasn't come out yet, but so I don't think it matters if I say what the line was. Also, it was probably fake line or whatever, but it was something like to the effect of like, they're coming or like something like the scene ended with like a really dramatic, like, the storm is coming, but I like said, the storm is coming. Dun, 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 dun. And then I started doing the music, but like not
dun,
thinking.
Dun, 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 like that?
Something like that. I was just like, dun, 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 or whatever, like, because I thought it was funny, but that
it
was.
It is funny.
Funny.
That you know, like, I don't think. Because Star Wars takes place in the future, right? Can we all agree on that? Or does it take place present time?
It's in the future.
Oh, it's in the past. Oh, that's right. Well, they didn't have bleach back then. So blondes are immediately out.
Right.
Although,
well,
remember, we didn't Luke's auntie, before she died, after when she was making the juice or whatever.
Was she a blonde?
She seemed like she was fair-headed.
Brownish.
Okay.
But not blonde, right, Mike?
Right.
So they didn't... Anyway, maybe when in the Star Wars future, I could audition as a blonde.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I'm going to do? You guys, the storm seems like it's really coming.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, we both should be in that movie.
We're gonna make that movie.
Fine.
Let's, like, you know what? Screw this town. Let's rule it.
Yeah.
Aubrey.
Yeah, it's mine. I own it.
Okay. Can I be a part of it too? Will you hire me?
Yeah.
Freeze, Buster. The storm is coming.
We think.
And can't you see the clouds a-brewing?
Get your guns out.
Freeze, Buster. Why are all young guys good at gun noises?
I'm not.
Pew, pew. Oh, that was Why does that nothing bad? About this surprise me?
That was bad.
Come on, Sim. Give it a whirl again. Pew, pew.
Really wow. Bad, right?
P-U.
I can't do it. You think all guys can do it?
I don't know. The guys I grew up with all seem to be able to make amazing gun noises.
Well, we're calling a guy right now, so let's see if he can make a good gun noise.
You guys should make a Star Wars parody. I'm serious.
Okay.
All right, we're calling a guy right now.
Sexy stormtroopers.
Let's see what happens.
Yes. Okay. Are we... Uncle Owen, remember when Luke says, Uncle Owen, but I gotta get the radiator to the lane.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You are on a...
Hi.
Hi. You're...
Hi.
Oh, it's a male and a female.
A male and a female. Hey, guys. You're on Anna Faris's Unqualified with Sim Sarna.
Woo! That's my favorite podcast.
And Aubrey Plaza.
What are you wearing?
Hi, Aubrey.
Hello.
Hi, Aubrey Plaza.
Hey,
Hi.
What are your names?
My name is Chris Pratt.
My name is Jennifer Lawrence.
Fuck is wrong with these people? This is the problem with America.
And we miss
today.
Donna, but the only time we can ever talk to her is on this
you
podcast.
Don't believe, Aubrey, hold on a second. You don't believe that these people are really Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
This was
really
a
don't?
Special surprise for Aubrey.
Prove it.
Now. Okay.
Prove it.
Oh, you guys are just so sweet.
Say
to
something
call
that
us.
Only they would know.
Okay, I can prove it because...
Does anyone have a deeper voice than me? I'm just so
Mom, is
my
that you?
Any female?
Mom?
Oh, my... Yeah. I thought for a second.
I can prove it because Aubrey, I would be the only one who knows this. Well, maybe not unless I happen to be a rabid Aubrey Plaza fan, of which there are many. But you grew up next to a graveyard.
So.
Yeah, Aubrey, you grew up next to a graveyard.
She's not convinced.
Mom, get off the line.
Well, it's really
good.
Well,
shit.
Well, wait. How are you guys doing? You're in Atlanta. What's going on?
Well, we're doing a scene in the movie Passengers, and it's a big dance.
2016, everybody, go see it.
Passengers.
A big dance number. And
don't that's not a big part of the movie.
Is this a sequel to is this a sequel to Cars?
This is a scene that's going to be in the DVD extra.
Epic. We're doing like a really cool outer space theme. We're both in spacesuits.
Yeah.
No, we're dancing with weird holographic things.
Yeah. But we're working hours that are
absurd. They're absurd.
Really long, and when you start on a Monday at like 5 or 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And you work 15 or 16 hour days. When you get towards the middle of the week, your calls get later and later. So we're actually about halfway through our day right now, and it's 10 o'clock out here.
Oh.
And you have to look pretty and be nice to people.
Yeah, life is really hard.
We don't feel bad for you.
Well, so.
I feel so lucky to have the company of these three ladies. Like, what other guy in the world could say that?
He's on the phone.
On the phone with
Anna Faris.
Anna, my real wife. Aubrey, my TV wife. And, well, we're not married in this movie, but then my...
No wife.
Ding,
no,
ding,
not, wait,
ding.
Wait, it would be a weird twist if you guys could write in a scene where I actually married you two on the spaceship.
And I just fly by the window of the spaceship and I'm like, fuck you.
We're going to pitch it.
I am ordained. I'm ordained. Jennifer, I got ordained,
an ordainment,
in the hopes that someone would ask me to marry them, and nobody has. But
Anna is ordained in the Universal Life Church as Anna White Unicorn Ferris.
The truth.
Jennifer, do you...
Not that black unicorns aren't cool, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you're so right. I never even thought about that. But we were just talking about Star Wars, and we don't think they have bleach either in the past or in the future or in other planets. But
what is bleach?
Oh, I just saw Star Wars the other day. I had such a, like, I broed out. I was in the theater, and the lights went down. I just went, here we go, here we go. And then the whole theater started clapping, but nobody knew it was me. I think they thought it was a guy.
Jennifer, I know you probably, you guys can't reveal too much about your movie at all, but you have the most beautiful hair. And do, in the movie, do your roots grow out?
No, my roots don't grow out in the movie. I'm a real, genuine bleach blonde in the movie. Just a natural blonde, natural born platinum.
Me too. It's weird.
Yeah.
But also, it would be kind of awesome, though, if all of the people on the spaceship, their nails grew out. Like dead people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do dead people's nails really keep growing?
I think for a little while. Not forever.
I don't think that.
They definitely keep growing, believe me. Trust me on this one. Trust me on this one. The nails keep growing when they're dead. Oh, yeah. When you got a corpse in front of you and you got it sitting there for a couple months.
When I die, my cheeks will keep growing. I feel like that's a fact.
Hey, Jennifer, since we have you, can I ask you a few rapid-fire questions?
Oh, yes, please.
You don't mind? Okay.
No, I want to talk about myself.
You are the principal. You're the principal of a new high school. You get to name the mascot.
Okay.
What is it?
Wait. Name the mascot. Okay. Will, the Pippies. My dog. Can that be a mascot?
Yep.
My dog.
Totally.
Pippies?
Yep. The Pippies. Your football
Chihuahua
team is going to crush it.
Oh no! I would choose kangaroos.
Pippi Longstocking.
Does anybody have a mascot that's a kangaroo?
No, that's good, though, too.
You know what? Fuck it. I should be a principal. Anna, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
My eyes.
I'm so glad. You are going to have a life of reward in the with the.
What a random, amazing question.
Okay.
I get asked that all the time.
Okay, you ready for another one, then? Okay, music ready. Album you loved that you were embarrassed to admit to your friends.
Embarrassed to admit to my friends. Well, I just said to Chris the other day, I wish I didn't have so much Indigo Girls on my phone.
Oh, don't be embarrassed about that.
No, I'm not embarrassed about the Indigo Girls.
Okay,
it's just
good.
Really overwhelming my iTunes. I don't know because I'm not.
I'm
proud of all my.
I was.
You were the boy band that you loved, right?
No, I didn't. I accidentally downloaded Westlife. And now it comes on all the time.
Uh-huh.
It was an accident because I read
a
singer that I liked. I don't want to talk about Westlife. Okay, I don't want to talk about
Ace Westlife. Of Base song that comes on all the time because it's like the A is so when I because I don't know how to work my iPhone very well. So when I say like play music, it's constantly Ace of Base. And when you're driving to work, you know it's 7 a.m. You don't necessarily want to hear Ace of Base, but okay.
I listen to Bruce
it opens up my eyes, I saw the sign.
At 7 a.m.
Okay.
I have the song Popo Zao by Kevin Federline.
Oh, that's a bad one. Ooh, that wins.
And that comes out all the time. Because when it came out, I was like, I want to hear if this guy can really rap. And he can.
It's a good song. It's a catchy song. I like it.
Hey, babe, speaking of rap, would you mind giving us, I don't know if Jennifer's or Aubrey or anybody here is hurt, would you be willing to give a little bit of your rap?
You want to hear me rap?
Yeah, will you do the one that you did the other day?
Okay.
You want me to give you a beat?
Yeah, you give me the beat.
Okay. How do you do it?
Yeah. They call the bubble dishes, I was master C. I'm making out against the Baltimore and Century City. Oh no, I was at the arcade grabbing kings from that well with the wishes of made a half full of quarters. Playing cop game, giving all the criminals orders. Like Mortal Kombat, get over here. Life looks better from over here. When we were pimping the bitch, but it was different back then. No consequences, consequences when you were kids. All the crazy y'all shit that you did. Putting kids. Are you saying Boots and Cats?
I'm saying Boots and Cats.
That's pretty good. That's all of it. You owe me like $10,000 for a song, but...
Baby, that was good, and I know there's more in that roster because I've heard it. That's why I fell in love with you.
That was why? Aww.
It's true.
My rapping?
Yeah. Well, you were just so you
She's
have
like, passion. Yeah, that's it.
You always had like passion towards every single thing you did.
Aww.
That's true. True fact.
Good one.
Can I ask Jen and Chris a question?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Sim talking right now.
Hi,
Chris. So we're going to call someone.
Can we call you Sinbad?
Yes, please, Jen. I appreciate that.
Okay. Ask your question, Sinbad.
Okay, so we're actually going to call someone right now after we get off the phone with you guys who needs help, basically, and we want to give them your advice. So her name is Christine, and she is dealing with this common scenario when it comes to breakups. Basically, she and her ex share the same friends. And she's unsure about how to navigate the situation after the breakup, which was not amicable at all. So have you guys ever been in a situation where you've broken up with someone and you guys shared the same friends? And how should she navigate that situation?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, you just don't hang out with them together. I don't think anybody needs to keep someone from friends. You shouldn't ask your friends to choose. That's unfair. So you just tell your friends, you go hang out with him, and then, you know, you just don't
wait,
do it together.
Jennifer,
right?
That's way too reasonable. Can't you give us like more fiery, dramatic answer?
Well, then I think she needs to get new friends.
I would say be prepared, depending on like if she was the one who did the breaking up, you know. Sometimes when you break up, you have to just let that person have people in their camp who are going to support their hatred of you. Like, that's a big part of breaking up is, like, not trying to make everyone like you. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
If there's a couple of friends that you lose in the divorce, that's just – it's a kind of a kind thing to do to let some of them go to their camp.
Yeah. I've had to do that before. I had like, my best friend broke up with a guy, and I had to – you know, I liked him too, but I had to cut that off.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you kind of have to weigh the value of the person. And
I think that it just has to be up to the friend. She just can't say anything, you know?
For me, it's like that scene in Jerry Maguire where
the human head weighs 8 pounds.
you know what scene I'm talking about, right, Jen?
When they're sitting around the couch.
The minute he quits and they freak out and they're on the phone and they got to get as many, you know, friends on their side before the other guy gets them.
He got the fish.
Life is a competition.
He got the fish and Brunet.
And you got to get the best ones
with the
most resources.
So Sim and I have one of the few, like, I feel like healthy heterosexual friendships of like, you know, people that are, he's in a great relationship. I'm in a great relationship. And I told Chris that Sim was kind of grandfathered in because he's been my friend for so long and we sort of know like kind of the worst of each other in a way. But so I kept Sim. I dumped everybody else after my last breakup.
Everyone else had to go.
And those things tend to shake out the way that they're going to naturally anyways without much control.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tell her to just don't be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Always like take the high road, invite everybody to the party and see who comes.
Mm-hmm.
Then just tell her if it bothers her to know that one of her friends is hanging out with him, then just be like, just don't tell me when you do it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
But you know what? Yeah. And then when your friend, if like there's a friend that starts meddling, who's like, I got to tell you, I saw, you know, Jamie or whomever at this club and he was totally flirting with this girl. Then you're like, okay, that person, I get out of my life. Like people will, honey, people will reveal themselves and their motives. Which brings me to my last
all
rapid
will be
fire.
Revealed.
Okay. I'm going to give you four objects of murder.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been preparing for this for most of my life.
Go. Okay, good. Okay.
You heard it here.
Knife, blunt object, car, or poison?
I mean, if I could pull it off, poison would just be...
That's what I'm saying.
What's most likely is car by accident. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to get anything on me.
How many people have you killed with a car, Jen?
No, it's just for the future.
Oh, okay.
She's apologizing to the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, because I love the idea of either a knife or a blunt object, because I have this reoccurring nightmare where I get into a fight with a girl that I'm not even quite sure I can picture, because it's a dream.
Say her name.
I wish I knew, maybe Rebecca. But we're in a bathroom. I take the porcelain lid off of the toilet basin, and I smash her in the face with it.
Oh. Ooh.
Whoa.
Yikes.
I know. Aren't you guys happy you're sitting here with me tonight?
God, I feel like I felt that. Did anyone else feel that?
So I love the idea of being capable of that kind of violence, because it feels
Do you think
so...
you could stab somebody, like, in the throat?
No. So
ooh. What because... about in the eye?
Way better. but you know, when Chris isn't here, I get sometimes nervous late at night, and we have these large knives that I keep by my bedside table, and I imagine, like, okay, I guess if there was an intruder, could I truly imagine taking one of these knives and stabbing somebody in the gut?
Slicing their dick off.
Erect. Hopefully it's erect, because I want them to be aroused if they're coming into my bedroom.
Well, it's you, baby. Come on.
Of course. But I truly, there's no way I could do it.
Come on. You could. You have that mom fucking adrenaline strength
you have the most intense subconscious. I think that you would be able to pull that off on us.
I agree.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree. I'd be afraid of you.
I think you'd be able to stab somebody in the stomach. Don't you worry about it.
But wait, would you, Jennifer, could you stab somebody in the stomach?
I feel like I'd be so grossed out. I feel like I would die first. I would run and be so frantic and like, I would run, like, jump out of a window and just die. I feel like I'd be a lot less.
But wait, okay.
You are selling yourself short. Okay.
Like you I would want to be with in the event of something happening. Nobody would want to be with me.
Wait a minute. I totally want to be with you, A, number one. B, number two, let's say you're alone in your bedroom, right? Somebody comes in. You're
okay,
you're having
just so you know, I live alone, and I am going to go into a bedroom by myself tonight.
Okay,
so.
Your Ambien prescription ran out.
Oh,
so you're having a restless night. So you hear every creak, and you hear like small footsteps. Maybe not small, large. Coming into your room.
A small child breaking into the house.
Okay, you grab a knife by your bedside, and you crawl into the bathroom, and you wait, and the person comes in, attacks you, but you're on the ground, on your back, and all you have to do is just hold the knife upright. So when they... You know,
yeah, I mean, if I'm getting attacked, like, I'll kill you.
I'm
yeah,
saying you okay. could say, a, you could be, you could passively knife attack someone.
Thank you.
But I would go into cleaning mode immediately before the police got there. I would get in the shower and I would bleach the whole place, and then I would call the police, and then I would probably get accused of murder.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't stand the mess.
That's right. And
hey, that's what I was...
would stand as evidence in your murder trial because you will, it would be premeditated.
Oh, God.
But no, no, no. Wait, wait, wait. Honey, you did not think of this. Jennifer, I will totally be your alibi.
Oh, thanks.
You were over at my place all night.
Only you did kind of, you kind of Brendan Dassey'd my Stephen Avery alibi.
It does bring up a point that Robert Durst is just a germaphobe. You know, not a murderer. He just didn't like germs.
He was like killing people going, ew, ew,
well, he was
ew,
just,
ew.
He was slicing, he was very neatly cutting them in into pieces because he didn't like those germs.
You guys, I hate to say this, but we've been called.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. You guys.
We have to go to set.
You've been so generous. Thank you so much. And we love you. We've been, honey, we've been talking about some great memories with you and Aubrey on mm-hmm. Parks and Rec. And mm-hmm. Jennifer, you know I have more than small obsession with you. So if you get murdered one day.
My obsession is so much bigger. That it's probably you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think somebody should definitely check my alibis. you know how when you love someone so much you want to kill them? Anyway. Okay, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Love you,
Mom.
I love you, Aubrey. I love you.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Chris.
We're going to call Christine now.
Are you getting anxious?
We have plenty of advice to give Christine. And I feel like...
Why would he get anxious?
He's always anxious.
Why? Are we talking... Are we
no,
like...
That's why no, he doesn't no, know no. how to make a gun shooting noise.
That's true. That's the reason I'm anxious.
Hello?
Hi, is this Christine?
Yes.
Christine,
Hi, Christine. We have
great advice for you. This is...
I know, we have terrible advice. Hi, it's Anna Faris.
And you're with Aubrey Plaza.
Hello,
as well.
It's Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi. Thank you for submitting a question to us.
We were just talking about you, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We were talking to Chris Pratt and Jen Lawrence about you and your situation.
And they had some of their own advice,
They have
too.
Some advice for you as well. I'm not kidding. When you hear this back, you're going to hear their advice for you as well. So,
okay. More advice is good advice.
Definitely. Well, why don't you briefly tell us what's going on? Just recap us.
Okay. I dated a guy for 2 years, and we broke up, and we were friends before. So all of our friends are friends, and the 2 years we made all the same friends, and then we broke up, and I didn't really know how to handle sharing the friends. It feels kind of like we need custody or something, and we didn't agree to, like, split anybody up. We were like, well, we'll just let them hang out with all of us. But some of the friends kind of picked him and ditched me without, like, telling me. So, like, we had plans to go to a concert, and they told me 2 days before that they weren't going with me, they were going with him, and stuff like that. It just kind of makes me feel crappy, but they're calling themselves my friends, so do I ditch them and start over, or I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, man, I feel like this is, like, the problem that everyone has. I mean, I went through various breakups, and there is that the competitiveness of, like, am I less popular than my ex-partner? And
yeah.
I felt like the more, like, he, my ex was more aggressive with certain people, so they went with him simply, I think. Maybe I just wasn't as popular as he was, but I think that but you know what I mean? Like, he really, like, jumped on the ball. He was all over them and, like, probably talked, you know, maybe didn't say the nicest things about me. I mean,
yeah.
Well, but so I don't know if maybe you, like, in the attempt to be sort of classy, and I'm making some assumptions here, but you seem like a classy gal.
Oh, that's kind.
that maybe they're like, people are just weaker, and you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Am I making any sense? Not really.
No.
My sweet producer's nodding his head, but I think he's in his heart. He's going no.
No, no. You, of course, you make perfect sense. It's.
I really like Chris Pratt's
boss.
Advice that you haven't heard.
Yeah,
that is.
Aubrey, will you tell?
I believe what the great Chris Pratt said was that all will be revealed. Like. You just kind of have to let it naturally, you know, shake out, and then And then the true, your friends that are meant to be your real friends will just, will be there.
It's true. Like the people that bring, like the friends that bring the gossip and the drama, they'll reveal themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If they're like, oh, I saw your ex at so-and-so's place. And
oh, that's so happening. It's awful.
Yeah. And those are the people that you got to shake out. Mm-hmm. And then the people that truly love you and want to be with you will be. And but it just might take a bit of time. I mean, Sim and I have been friends for over 15 years. And there was a time when I was going through my breakup before. And we didn't talk for a while because I thought he was friends with my ex. And I thought I kind of lost him. And it was just like part of the breakup, you know, it was part of like, okay, I guess when you break up with all, with everybody in a way.
Yeah.
That didn't end up being the case. But it, you know, it, and I went through the same thing with my divorce. You just have to let the dust settle and the, let the chips.
And yeah, exactly. What Aubrey said though, like the people will reveal themselves, but as far as this concert goes, did it already happen or is it happening?
Oh yeah, it already happened. But
and what did you end up doing?
I ended up like begging another friend to go with me, and she did, thank God. But it was like a day before the concert, and she got one, and we ran into them at the concert, and it was mortifying. But
were they like,
I didn't talk to those friends afterwards?
Were they like that? Well, first of all, it's incredibly lame of them to see. They already revealed themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredibly lame of them to, like, go to the concert and not whatever, want to cause drama because maybe they don't have enough in their own life. But, you know, to be like, well, we don't want you to come, or we're going with so-and-so. That's just unbelievably lame on their part. And
yeah, it was hurtful. And so those friends were very obviously like easier to cut out because they hurt me. But there's some friends, like you said, the ones that kind of slip in like, oh, he's seen so-and-so, or, oh, it makes you wonder if they're telling me about him, what are they saying about me? Mm-hmm. It kind of makes you wonder.
Well, completely. And they're also wondering, they're like, their motivation for doing that is to see your reaction. And it's on a subconscious level that people do that. But they want to know, like, oh, I'm like, they don't mean that, you know, the most manipulative people would never describe themselves as manipulative. And, but so like, they're just wondering what, like, oh, I really feel like I should tell her this. I really, I just have to unload this, that he was flirting with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe he's starting something up.
And I don't enjoy like knowing this information
at all.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I don't know. Right. Like I guess we've all been here, but girls definitely have it harder than guys because guys will, there's definitely a sort of a bro before hoe culture in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
and girls be bitches. Sneaky bitches.
But I think that at least in my case, after 2 years, I found my center and my group again. And
that's encouraging.
It sounds like a really long time, but it's smaller, but it's better and more loyal and more interesting. And like, I think some people just do not have enough going on. And so, I don't know, they gotta be up in your business. So, but what was the concert, by the way?
Oh, it was Joe Nichols.
How was it?
Are you a country fan? Oh, it was so great. He's so good. He's kind of sexy too, so you know that doesn't hurt.
Ooh. So wait, so did you actually did you have interaction with your ex?
I'm small. I'm like 5'3" and my friend is 5'11", so I really should have sent her to scout. But I went out and I was looking for a good spot to stand because it's Danny Ramone Lee, and I ran into them And I just kind of looked at them, and I don't know if it registered, and I just kind of turned around in the crowd and went the other way. I knew exactly where they were on the other side of the bar.
And there was probably some
both enjoyed the concert.
Lame-ass girlfriend of one of your ex's boyfriend or guy friends who was like, oh, my God, she's here.
Well, this is where it gets fun, is the friend is married to his best friend. So we were friends, and then she married his best friend. And so she kind of just said, I'm going with my husband and his best friend. I'm not going with you. So that's the complicated bit.
That's, you know what? Guys, I love you guys, Mike and Sim right here. But it's like the loyalty, like as women, we have our own issues with loyalty, but men have... Like, so he, I'm sure that it was a power, you know, it was just
a power play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Listen, if you need us to kick good some time. Ass.
Aubrey, but it was a great concert.
Well, that's good. But, yeah, Aubrey Plaza is here. She has just had knee surgery, so she has a cane.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll kick anyone's
ass. That's attractive.
It's actually weirdly sexy. Like,
really. Is it?
It has sparkles on it. Yes.
Okay. She has this, like,
bedazzle that.
Yeah, she sort of limps around, but she's got this evil look in her eye.
My leg can just click right off and then easier access.
I feel like your unsuspecting ex could be an easy target.
Yeah, I'll seduce him and then poison him.
Oh, I love it. Just send those vibes.
We were talking about if you were to have a weapon of choice, knife, blunt object, car, or poison. To murder someone, sorry.
Knife, blunt object, car, or poison?
Uh-huh.
I kind of think car.
All right.
Yeah.
You and J-Law.
That could be fun.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it might be kind of satisfying to, like, smash somebody.
Yeah, blunt object seems a little too personal, but car, like, you just step on that pedal and enjoy a ride.
There's,
you know,
a barrier there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah. But is that because we're women that we like the car? In the poison?
Mm.
Is it that we're women that we like big machinery? I don't know.
Poison seems less involved. I like a middle ground.
So, but wait, are you ready to date other people?
Talking to several people, but nothing decided. Part of me thinks it's maybe an ego boost. Like, it's kind of nice to have people pay attention to you, but I also wouldn't want to hurt somebody if I wasn't ready to date.
Does that make sense? God. Hurt people. Oh,
so healthy.
Listen, like Aubrey, right? You got my back on this.
Oh yeah.
First of all, we're actresses, so we love attention,
mm-hmm.
and we have we have to cop up to it.
I need it to survive.
It's like oxygen.
Second of all, guys would never think like that, right?
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't. I say be selfish. My mom always told me to be selfish in love. I did not listen to her. I'm selfish in love, but it took me a while to hear what she was saying, which was that women give a lot of themselves, whereas men wouldn't necessarily think about, like, future feelings, you know, mm-hmm. you bunch of bozos.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think? So anyway, hurt, go on and create a path of hurt.
Yeah, have fun. Oh God.
And then call us back and tell us all about it.
Christine, do you feel like we helped? Christine, do you feel like we helped you tonight?
Oh, you totally helped me. I so appreciate the advice. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Christine, you're amazing. And listen, the true people in your life will totally come through. They'll mm-hmm. reveal themselves. And your ex sounds like a jackass, so
yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
I liked her.
Want to wrap it up? You want to do one more
very
call?
Very much. Let's do one more call. Do you guys mind?
Should we call a dude?
Sure.
Let's call a dude.
Let's do it.
All right.
All the girls are like, yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to call.
I liked her. Did you guys?
She seemed really cool. She really did.
Yeah.
How old do you think she was?
She's 26.
And where?
L.A.
Oh, L.A.?
Yeah.
L.A. I was thinking like South.
Me too.
Southern.
Asia?
I was just thinking
South Korea.
State.
That's what I was thinking.
Describe yourself as her occupation, she's account services at a marketing agency. She called herself Peggy Olson from Mad Men.
All right.
If you guys watch Mad Men.
Have not, but I understand the reference.
No. What are you talking about? You have not watched Mad Men.
I haven't. So I know.
You're Downton Abbey, not Mad Men.
Well, I only watched like a couple episodes of Downton Abbey.
So you mostly just go to sleep poker night.
I don't ever watch TV. I wish I like watched more TV.
Really?
Do you watch a lot of TV?
It's because you guys are in all the best shows.
Aww,
I'm serious.
What do you do though then? Do you read?
I stare at the wall and think about it in my imagination.
Like, what do you think? You think about Rosie O'Donnell and Judy Garland.
Yeah.
And Sean Connery.
Yeah. And I watch
movies. Oh. You've gone to the dark side.
I think about things in my brain.
Hello?
Thomas.
Yes, speaking.
Thomas, it's Sim, and you're on Unqualified with Aubrey Plaza and Anna Faris. How are you?
Hi, Thomas.
Oh, amazing.
What no way. This is amazing that you submitted a question.
Yeah, I do have a question. I have a very complicated question I would love some advice on.
Go for it.
Oh, my God. Thomas, I love this already.
Okay, so I Hurry. Recently moved to a new town. I moved from Montreal, Quebec to Edmonton, Alberta.
Uh-huh.
And then in the process of meeting new friends, I met this amazing girl from Australia.
Oh,
and
boy.
We hit it off. We became super close, like
those
really
Australian
great
girls.
Stuff.
Okay, wait, Thomas, I have to interrupt. She's got to be smoking because Australian girls are super hot and they're really fun.
She is all of those things.
Yeah. That's Aubrey. Aubrey's a little bit of a hater.
I don't buy it.
But I'm a lover. So we're good cop, bad cop here.
Not
okay,
into it.
So yeah. Okay. So Newtown, you fell in love with an Australian girl.
I full on did.
And then what happened?
And she has a boyfriend back home, and I knew this. Like, I got to know her, and we spoke, and I knew she had a boyfriend. But, you know, she also said that, like, she had a loophole with her and a boyfriend where he can have a one-night stand back home, and she could have a one-night stand with a Canadian while she was here. And I was lucky enough to be that Canadian. And, you know, things, like, went well, and then we got to know each other more and more, and she turned out to be, like, the perfect girl.
Yes.
And, you know, things continued, and, you know, she spent Christmas with me and my family and my friends. And
oh, boy.
Holidays.
Yeah. So things continued on.
Oh, and all of your family and friends are like, oh, my God, she's amazing.
So this is more like
my mom loved
31-night stand loophole?
No, she wasn't, because it wasn't just a one-night stand. It had continued.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Aubrey's a little grumpy right now. She had knee surgery.
Yeah,
she needs her pain meds.
So what? You like her and what?
Pardon?
So wait, did she go back? Yeah, sorry.
No,
you need to shut the fuck up.
37 days. But,
she goes back in 37 days.
Get her pregnant.
And also,
what are you doing? Knock her up.
But,
come on.
We also feel bad like with what's going on and how things are happening. And, like, you know, like, I like to be a good person before anything else. Ugh. And so we kind of stopped, like, the intimate stuff.
Oh.
And we still hang out all the time because we just love being around each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now it's become that. And, like, we have every intention of continuing to talk when she goes back to Australia. But, I don't know how
you're
to continue.
You're in love. Okay, Thomas,
yeah.
I totally hear you. You are so in love. And I love people in love. So I technically am in love with you being in love with her.
Slow down.
Okay.
Slow down.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Why was she in Canada? Was she working?
She got a, she's a scientist. And so she came to work.
Oh boy.
Here for like some kind of work exchange where she got to come and study at the, at one of the universities here to study her trade, and it worked out.
So here's the thing: a few different things. Number one, some women are really good at being the perfect girl for a while, or perfect woman for a while. I like to think that I am one of those, except permanently. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a salesmanship mm-hmm. element sometimes.
Yeah, you got to sell yourself.
Especially, she's in a different country. She's meeting your friends and family. She, mm-hmm. it's in her, you know, like the pleaser element in her is like, okay, I want to make sure that everyone thinks of me as the most amazing person, and it's all going to be horribly dramatic when I leave.
I can appreciate that, but the same thing at the same time is that, like, there's already like things in common and things that I've actually looked for in a person, and I just found out by random happenstance. It's just
Have you told her how you felt?
Pardon?
Have you just said to her, like, this is how I feel?
It's Thomas. Are you kidding? Of course he has.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. No, of course I have. 100%.
So what does she say? I don't care. I'm going?
Well, no. Like, she doesn't have a say. Like, it's out of her hands because she's here through work. And she's bound by contract to go back.
Okay, so what did you do?
But I'll tell you this, though. She told me she loved me first.
Well, I love that. But here's the thing, Thomas. Why? I want her to break up with her boyfriend in Australia.
No, I want that, too.
And she has to go back, probably because of visa stuff. But mm-hmm. I don't like it that she's toying with your heart in this way.
Can't you go with her?
Pardon?
Can't you go with her?
Am I with her?
Can you go with her?
Can I go with her to Australia?
Yeah.
Well, I won't lie to you. I applied for migrating to Australia for a work visa. And I don't know what to do just yet because I just got here. I just started a brand new job that I really like. I've been in Edmonton for less than 2 months.
Well, Thomas, don't forget that you are also feeling in like a new place, you know? So you may be falling in love a little harder than you normally would if you were in your old place. Because you want connection, you want like settlement and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But here's what we'll do. Our team of forces here in LA.
Okay.
We're going to fly to Australia. We're going to kill this boyfriend.
Oh, perfect. Nothing says love like murder.
Yep. Just give us a province. Or do they call them states or provinces?
We're going to go down under.
Oh, yep. Aubrey's already...
To the Aborigine forest.
Yep. Aubrey's got us covered.
Going to kill the mate.
Clearly a citizen.
And...
It sounds like you got some covert ops going
barbecue
on. Like
him on the barbecue, Bobby.
Yep, that's exactly what will win them over, honey. But no, all right. So I do really want to. I am. Oh God, being in love, it feels so good and feels so bad at the same time. It's like that beautiful head.
Like
rush.
I'm in a very much a pickle.
And no, you're not. Exactly. Look, the world is small, okay? The world's getting smaller as we're talking here. So just tell her that you love her and you want to be with her and have a long-distance relationship.
He already did.
All right, have a long-distance relationship.
She needs to break up with a guy.
She needs to break up with him, and then you guys need to have a lot of fun.
I know that.
Skype sex.
It's just it's the difficulty of it all, right? Because he's back home waiting, not knowing what's happening.
Right. But he, okay.
he knows every single time her and I hang out. He doesn't know like the intimate details.
So wait, she tells you that she tells him
that when we hang out and all that stuff.
Okay,
like it's not as...
I don't know if I'm loving her as much as you love her.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, that makes sense.
But I don't love that. I mean, listen, there's always a sense like when as actors, we oftentimes work in different places, different countries, different states, whatever. And there is a feeling of like a study abroad. Like even when I'm 38, if I go work in New Mexico, I feel like, oh, it's like I'm studying abroad. And so there's a feeling of liberty. And I'm worried that the gal that you fell in love with has this feeling of like, okay, this is my temporary life. Mm-hmm. And now I can go back to the safety of my permanent life. And
okay.
You are sadly maybe a victim of her temporary life. And I just want you to be, your heart to be protected because, but here's the good news. Here's the good news. I'm just realizing right now.
Okay.
After sometimes people have been away, they go back and they realize that things weren't as great as they thought, as they remembered. Because it's natural to be homesick, as you might be towards Montreal right now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Oh.
I moved from Montreal to Edmonton.
No,
but
that's
what I'm
saying. Like, no, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like
you might be, I see.
Like, you might be homesick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you are, but homesick towards Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Aubrey, well, so fuck you.
Got it.
Well, see, the thing that makes me so crazy about her is this. It's just, like, what do you look for in, like, when you want to go for something in the long run is, like, a best friend, right? And I feel like I have that. Like, it doesn't matter what we're doing. We can always talk. And even, like, when it's silent, it's a comfortable silence. Like, you just want that person where you can just talk and everything's fine. You can be you at your worst or your best, and it's fine.
Has she ever told you that she's going to break up with her boyfriend?
No.
That's
Why?
A bad sign.
I know. But she says, like, there's, like, she wishes that she had.
Oh,
and I feel like she's also a victim of, you know, wanting to do right by someone else at the same time of doing right. But, like, it's a very human error, I feel like she's in.
Right. And that's why when she goes back, she'll be able to have a clearer vision of the situation.
I agree. I agree with that.
But I will say that I feel like through the journey of our lives, if we go through our lives without being heartbroken, we're not as human as we would be if we weren't. So if worst case scenario, she goes back, you don't hear from her, you're heartbroken in a new town.
Yeah.
Then you're a better man.
Yes, because you will know that you had love.
And you also know, you have a sense of what you want. You have a sense of, like, humanity, you know? Shit,
yeah,
man,
no.
I'm fucking deep.
It's better
no,
to
it's
know that
wise.
You've had it and felt it than, you know.
You've proven that you have real feelings. And I feel like right now, you just have to see what happens. Time will tell.
I wish, Thomas, I could tell you how to keep her.
As long as you're honest with her, there's nothing else you can do.
Right.
Yeah, that's what my
No.
Lately.
No.
There is something.
No,
else,
Aubrey,
right?
No, totally wrong.
Okay.
Totally wrong advice.
Well,
Thomas,
as long as.
Actually, what I was going to say was as long as you are honest with yourself, but I do not want you to be honest with her anymore.
Why?
Because the more he says that he loves her, he doesn't want her to leave, the more she's going to feel like, but I have to go. And, like, back to, say it in your Australian accent.
To the down under. Right?
Yes. And she's going to feel like, I have to go home. I fell in love in Canada, but I got to, you know, it's not right for me. Thomas, I would recommend actually withholding of emotion and feeling. Not being dishonest, not being passive aggressive, but maybe being like, you know, I fell in love with you, but.
You're saying being there, but distant?
Wait, what'd you say?
You cut out for a second. Say it again.
Sorry, being there but distant?
Well, not just not effusive. So she feels like you will survive, you know, without her. And you're going to fall in love again without her. And then she will be like, but what? There's no way that's possible. Listen, sometimes there's some good things that come out of game playing.
Little gamesmanship. Maybe
you look good in all your Instagram photos. You know.
All right, I'll take note of that. Thank you very much.
Thomas, are you like, this was the worst call I've ever made?
No. This is actually very sound advice. I tune in every week,
you
and
do?
I love the advice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well,
since episode one.
Really?
I've been a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Thomas, thank you. And I got to tell you, though, I think that I do feel like being girls, we're not as complicated as men think sometimes. And I think that maybe saying to her, you know, I love you so much. I hope we can be together. But I totally understand, even though in your heart you don't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe that will linger with her. You know what I mean?
Mm. Let it linger.
We can only hope.
Oh, Thomas, will you call us again and let us know? So wait, what are you doing right now? It sounds like you're walking through a snowstorm.
That's almost exactly what I'm doing, actually. Mm. If you want the honest truth, I'm actually having drinks with her at the moment.
No way.
Put her on the phone right now.
Put her on the phone.
Put her on the phone.
No, she's not. She's like in the bar. I can go get her.
Go get her.
Thomas, go get her.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Start with me.
Okay, and I promise we'll try to play it cool. Yeah. We'll play it cool.
I'm definitely not playing it cool at all.
All right, hold on. I'm getting her. Going back into the bar. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, can we call her by a code name or?
No, just call her by her
real
name.
Yeah, bitch. What?
What? Blew off.
What happened?
I don't think she heard it.
Who is this? This isn't real. These people aren't real.
I think he's
nobody's real, Aubrey.
Yeah.
We're all robots.
No, I agree.
You're the only human left.
I don't trust anybody that talks to me.
Hello?
Yeah, Toy Story.
Hello?
There she is.
Hi. So, okay, this is so weird.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and this is Aubrey Plaza. She's a little grumpy right now. She just had knee surgery. She needs some more Vicodin. But you're on our podcast because Sweet Thomas called us because he's a little worried. Yes, and we want you guys to, you know, potentially live happily ever after and live in Edmonton. One of the biggest malls in Northern America there?
I've heard they've got a great ice hockey team.
The Oilers.
So, okay, but Jess, when do you have to go back?
I'm going back in, I think it's like 5 weeks.
Are you like kind of hating the weather? So are you missing?
I know, I'm loving it. I love the cold.
You love everything, don't you?
Oh. She's such a bad cop. She's like such a hater. She truly is evil hag, which is like her hashtag
name. So, Jess, your name is Jess, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Thomas?
He's great. He's awesome.
Are you in love with Thomas?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, put Thomas back on the phone.
Oh, please. Okay.
No, wait,
okay,
Jess.
Fine, Jess.
What are you wearing?
Jess? I wish so much you guys could be here in LA in my living room and we could just I'm an ordained minister. I wish I could just marry you guys. But
it'd be a lot easier.
But hey, thank you for being a good sport and we've really been enjoying talking to Thomas and I don't know.
We just like Thomas a lot, you know.
We root for you guys and I hope that
we just think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Deserves everything.
But you're also probably standing in the freezing cold outside of a warm, cozy bar right now.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure.
Snowing at the moment.
So. I know. But Jess, hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll put you back to the top.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Bye, Jess.
This is why like free passes are never a good idea.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
Couple of things. She's awesome. Confirmed.
She's awesome?
Yes.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
I know.
Yeah, she sounds super awesome, just as sexy as I would have imagined. And she like confessed that she was in love with you after.
Yeah.
We forced it out of her.
Stick it in the inside of her and then.
Yeah, Aubrey's advice is
it's called caveman,
let your semen penetrate her.
Caveman
egg
rolls only.
And then we let it go from there, I guess.
Are we really going to give Thomas this advice?
Well, I don't know. Pardon? Sim, you're the man here.
Thomas, the truth
is...
Put
your penis in there.
The truth is, I don't think this one's going to work out. I'm so sorry to say this to you.
No, I kind of knew that.
Well, have fun while you got her.
I think you should have a great time while she's here, like Aubrey says.
And, tie her up.
Oh, that's a good idea. Put her in a sleeping bag.
Smack her around a little bit.
Aren't Canadians notorious for serial killing? And I say this, Thomas, as a Washingtonian, we are notorious for our serial killing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you could do a little kidnap factor.
Play a dangerous game with her, Thomas.
I have a plot. Like, I got something cooking.
Girls want to be scared at the end of the day.
No, it's kind of the old, make her not want to leave plan.
Listen, aww. The good news is you're in a new city. You're going to meet new girls. She's going to go back to her boyfriend. And then
she's going to also realize how great you are. And she's going to miss this. She said that she loved the cold. I mean, that was huge. That was basically saying, I love you. I mean, which she basically did.
Also, I feel like Australians don't shower that much. Is that true? I feel like they get a good one in like every 2 weeks, and I'm not down with that.
Okay, there's Aubrey with the negative view.
I'm just saying.
Cut.
I think they're stinky.
But Thomas, you sound like a really, really cool guy, and you've got a great heart, and all of us here wish you the best, man.
Hey, Thomas, will you call us back?
Thank you so much for giving me your advice.
Oh, my God,
you're so kind to talk to us.
Can
I just take a minute? You guys are doing a great thing. Whether you're unqualified or not, you guys are doing a really great thing. So thank you very much.
Thomas, that is you are incredible. I'm serious. Will you please call us back? Will you please? I want to check in with you.
Thomas.
If anything happens in the future, I'll be sure to write in and let you know if anything awesome or sad comes to happen.
Well,
keep you guys posted.
Okay, and I am ordained, maybe only in America, but I am an ordained minister. If you need my services.
You know what? Me too, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the church of Dudism.
Dudism?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm a universal church minister. It's free.
Well, it's not like yours is better than mine, but it's cool.
Okay, listen. Go make love to her.
thank you. Thank you all so much, Aubrey, Sim, and Anna. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Thomas.
You.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Thomas.
Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Is that a penis?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We say that a little bit louder.
Is that a penis?
Do you not know what one looks like?
Pyrenus.
Do you know what a penis looks like?
Pyrenus. Looks like a big mushroom head.
Aubrey. Do you know what a penis looks like?
No.
Okay. It's a little scary at first.
Okay.
Okay. But then...
Then I put it in there in my mouth.
Yeah. And you don't have to do much.
Just pull on it.
Just relax.
Just pull on it.
Breathe on it.
Aubrey.
What?
Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Where am I?
You are here.
Oh.
In my living room, dining room.
Okay.
And with your bum leg and whatnot.
This old thing.
Thank you again for being here. You are just the best, and it's been awesome.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
And when does your movie come out?
My movie comes out on January 22nd.
What's it called?
Dirty Grandpa. Check it out.
Do you play?
I play Dirty Grandpa's girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
How dirty is he?
Pretty dirty.
Robert De Niro.
That's so, right. And does he shower? I mean, not him, but like his character.
Oh, yeah. He's clean.
Are you a germaphobe?
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Because when you made that Australian comment, I didn't know.
Animals. What. No, I don't. I'm like a little dirty little rat.
You hate hygiene.
I roll around in the mud. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Aubrey Plaza hates hygiene.
Yeah, I don't care for it. I don't care, actually, at all about it. I don't. I really don't. And I think it's a waste of water, so.
I love you. You're a conservationist.
Yeah, well, I just want, you know, peace. World peace.
Oh, I love you. All right. Good night, dear listeners, or good morning, or wherever the hell you are. But I love you, each and every one of you.
I love you.